I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rebel soldiers with the Lord's Resistance Army are threatening a repeat of last year's Christmas Day massacres in Northeast Congo. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says instability can spread, so they're taking it seriously.
I just got word that some of them attacked a village not very far from our main center south of Bukavu. So that is causing security. It's meant that the teams are out doing evangelism and going to our schools. They have all shut down and everyone is returning back home to find out what's happened.
Pray safety for their team and that ministry resumes soon. Next, an Indiana Rotary Club in the U.S. has committed to providing safe, clean drinking water for thousands of people, says World Hope International's David Erickson.
They're just one Rotary Club, but they have embraced the goal of raising enough funds to drill 100 wells in Sierra Leone over the next 2 years. And that will make a life and death difference in the lives of 70,000 people.
The club saw the love of Christ tangibly demonstrated through World Hope International. And Ira is a 12-year-old girl in Ukraine. She lived with a disability affecting her legs and can't go to school. When a Global Aid Network team was distributing wheelchairs recently in her area, she came alone. It was clear that a wheelchair was the best solution to provide mobility for Ira. Aside from meeting the physical needs there, the teams were also presenting the gospel and distributing care packs and books. Pray that hearts respond to the hope of Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of World Serves devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You'll find out about the needs of the underground Chinese church, which is estimated at 80 million people. You can also get your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.